When artist Alice Neal died in 1984, the New York Times obituary called her the quintessential bohemian. In Greenwich Village and later on the Upper West Side, Alice Neal spent most of her 84 years painting portraits, but nobody paid much attention to her until the last decades of her life. 17 years after Neal's death, a full-scale retrospective of her work opens at the Philadelphia Museum of Art this Sunday. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg says Neal was talented and a bit outrageous.
Alice Neal painted friends, family, lovers, strangers. In 1970, she did Andy Warhol's portrait. He'd been shot 2 years earlier, and his chest was stitched back together. Warhol posed for Neal shirtless.
And he's sitting on her sofa, bearing not only these scars from the shooting a couple years earlier, but also the surgical bandage that he still had to wear to support his stomach muscles.
Andy Warhol looks weak and pale in this portrait. He was world-famous, curator Ann Temkin says, but Alice Neal shows the Warhol nobody knew. She did that in all her paintings, big canvases filled with psychological insights. Alice Neal visited NPR in 1979, when she was 79, in town with painter Isabel Bishop to receive an award for outstanding achievement in the visual arts. She didn't call herself a portrait painter. She told me she was obsessed with humanoids.
Is humanoids insulting? What does humanoids mean?
I think it means human beings, and I don't see anything insulting.
No, I think it means a not quite human being.
Well, that's how everybody is today. That's all right, then. Let it go, humanoids.
Alice Neal painted her humanoids at a time when portraits weren't much valued in art circles.
Because the thing to be was a Jackson Pollock or a Bill de Kooning, she had to have tremendous fortitude. I don't think we can even really fathom the conviction in yourself that goes into a career like that.
Alice Neal said, "I paint my time using people as evidence." A man in a blue suit and bow tie showed up at Neal's door one day in 1965, selling Fuller brushes. She painted him.
He's got that puppy dog, kind of eager to please, cheerful, perched on the edge of his seat. Mm-hmm. He's exactly what you would expect of a door-to-door salesman.
But as he posed, he and the artist talked. Neal learned he was a survivor of Dachau. His life had been full of pain. She paints that, too, around his eyes and in the edgy set of his smile. Ann Temkin gathered some of Neal's subjects together to ask what it was like to pose for her.
She would talk, a red streak, blue streak, I guess. She kept talking. She kept trying to relax people.
In her sunny living room studio on West 107th Street in New York, Alice Neal would talk about her life, tell her deepest secrets, and the men and women who posed for her began telling her things that they'd never told anyone else. That's why these portraits are so penetrating. Plus, there were no breaks to take a stretch.
Oh, no. In fact, people would start to long for the sun to set so that the light would not be coming into the apartment. She would just be forced to put down her brushes.
Alice Neal painted relentlessly and in obscurity for most of her life. But in the 1960s, when she was in her 60s, she started making portraits of artists, dealers, patrons, people who shared her interest in art. Then she began getting attention. Plus, the women's movement helped. They noticed, then elevated her, made Alice Neal one of their heroes. She painted feminist Kate Millett for the cover of Time magazine, appeared and got laughs on the Johnny Carson show. After a lifetime of scraping together money, dealing with men who were not bad, really, just wrong, after losing a child and battling breakdowns and suicide attempts, here she was, a success. She loved the attention. At the age of 80, for the first time, this woman who had made dozens of portraits of other people painted a portrait of herself, nude.
The reason I did it was because my own face bores me. I can't bear that little Anglo-Saxon face. But with the whole body, there's strange things going on. The flesh is falling off the bones. I always had bad feet. I have a prehensile big toe. And there's a leg there that as a leg is frightful, but as a work of art, it's gorgeous.
The whole thing is gorgeous to some eyes. Alice Neal at 80, with sagging breasts, big belly, chubby thighs.
The only thing she's wearing in the painting are her eyeglasses, which, of course, more than, say, a beret might have been you know, in 19th century Paris, was her way of saying, look, I'm somebody who looks. That's who I am. I'm somebody who inspects. I'm somebody who scrutinizes.
In her self-portrait, Alice Neal holds a paintbrush in one hand and a rag in the other for wiping away parts of canvases she doesn't like. Philadelphia Museum of Art curator Ann Temkin says it's a perfect Neal gesture.
I don't think there's many other self-portraits of artists in which they show their rag, which of course is admitting their mistakes, admitting that they make messes.
But fixing the messes, shaping them into art, Alice Neal created a body of compassionate, humanistic profiles in paint, insightful reminders of her times and some men and women who peopled them. The Art of Alice Neal at the Philadelphia Museum of Art through mid-April. In June, the show opens at the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.